Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Psalm 19 and verse 8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The word for today is part 5 in our series on meditating on God's word. Here's a little more from that Psalm, chapter 19, verses 7 and 8. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And Psalm 19, verses 10 to 14 says, more to be desired are they than gold, sweeter also than honey. By them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now this prayer shows that the psalmist regarded meditation as an utter necessity to his spiritual life. And if that was true for him in his day, how much more vital is it for you today? You need to bathe your mind each day in the waters of God's word so that your words and thoughts are pleasing in his sight. Choose a time during your day, whether it's at the start of the day, at coffee break, during your lunchtime, coming home from work, or before falling asleep at night, to reflect upon the truth of God's word. The greatest changes in your life will come through the process of meditating on the scriptures, just letting the word of God filter and percolate through your mind and into your life. First class Bible reading calls not for snapshots, but for timed exposures. Meditate and percolate. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.